You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday afternoon. A great event being presented by the Cincinnati Black Theater Company tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow evening at the Word of Deliverance Family Center in Forest Park, Ohio. It's Langston Hughes' Black Nativity. The Cincinnati Black Theater Company is a company that's been working in Cincinnati for quite some time, and here to shed light on both the company and on the Black Nativity is James Christian Jr., who is playing the role of the Griot, the storyteller for the Black Nativity. Good afternoon and welcome to Cincinnati Edition, James.
Thank you for having me here. It's definitely a pleasure.
Let's begin with the Cincinnati Black Theater Company. Okay. Tell us when and how it came into existence and what it does.
Okay, it came into existence in 2001 is when the company first received its 501(c) as a nonprofit organization, and it was created by Don Sherman. And his vision basically was to give professional actors as well as just individuals who were interested in the arts an opportunity to come and express those interests. So he felt that was very profound to have something like that here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And the company's been thriving for, 15 years, you
said? For about 15 years, it's been thriving. And as a community theater, you know, it's a lot of hard work you put into it, especially as being a cast member. You may take on several roles there, not only acting, but you may also be the person helping to put together the props. You may also be the person, you know, helping with the soundboard. So it's just basically a group of individuals who love the arts and just want to bring something new and exciting to people to come out and enjoy.
Theater at the grassroots
level,
yes. It's great. I've been involved in many companies right. like that, where you're maybe in the box office selling tickets.
Exactly.
And then on the stage.
So you never know where you're going to be. So you just have to be always be ready for when they come and ask you something. You just say, okay, you know, you don't hesitate. You just go do it. So.
As it goes along. Well, let's talk about the Langston Hughes Black Nativity. It's productions tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2, a matinee, and then 7:30 tomorrow night. And this is something that's quite popular among many audiences. Talk about Langston Hughes and this Black Nativity.
Langston Hughes adopted this concept back in 1961 and is actually first performed in 1961. And he wanted to basically put out some positive images of African-American people that he felt was lacking in the community or in society. So he came up with this concept to talk about the concept of the birth of Jesus Christ. And when you look at this performance, it is just visually profound and the music is just beautiful. And it's a great way to give inspiration and hope to people that may be feeling a little down and out on the holidays.
Yes.
So you come out to see this play, it'll uplift you because it'll make you think that, wow, you know, even though I'm going through something, you know, life is not that bad and it can be okay. You just got to just walk through the bad times and you know that everything is going to be all right in the end.
Well, you mentioned the music, and this is, Langston Hughes
right.
just has, we were talking before we went right. on the air, quite an artistic touch when it comes to it. But I know that the production varies from year to year because you keep adding, more spectacle to the spectacle,
exactly.
I guess you could say.
Langston Hughes, the one thing that he did, he made it optional for you to not use the music that was used back in 1961. He didn't allow that to be the concept. He thought that he wanted this play to be around for years. So if you want to adapt different concepts of his idea but still keep it the same theme, it would be okay. So what the Cincinnati Theater Company do, they have done this as one of their staple performances every year. So they keep adding new and new nuances to it. So if you've seen the play before, you would love to come out and see it again because what you saw last year, you're not going to see again this year.
You'll have the favorites, but you'll also have something new to see.
We're going to have some of the favorite old-time gospel songs that a lot of people like, but then we're going to also add in some new modern twists to it. And this year, we got some great visual effects that Mr. Sherman has never done before, so we're excited about that. So it's going to give people a more in-depth look at what the concept of the birth of Jesus Christ is all about. So you got to come out and see it because it's going to be visually just spectacular.
So what do you like best about the Black Nativity? I mean, you know, granted, you're a bit biased, James,
right.
being involved in the production, but, you know, having been involved in the production, what really you know, lights your spark inside when you see this show?
When I see the show, one thing that keeps me motivated is honestly the other cast members, to see the dedication of everybody else there. And you get inspired by them because, you know, all of us have other things that we may be doing outside of rehearsals. But when we come there, we all come together as one and try to make this an event that's going to be great for everybody to enjoy. So I am so proud to be a part of my first production here in Cincinnati. And for it to be Black Nativity is definitely an honor because I heard about the play and I've read about it, but I had never seen it visually on stage. And for me to be a part of this, I'm just so excited. I cannot wait for the show to be aired so everybody can enjoy it as well.
Well, as I say, break a leg.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
James Christian Jr., the griot, the storyteller for Black Nativity, the Langston Hughes production being staged by the Cincinnati Black Theater Company tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2 for a matinee, and at 7:30 tomorrow evening at the Word of Deliverance Family Life Center in Forest Park, Ohio. A link to their website through our website, wvxu.org. Cincinnati Edition, 91.7.